Ich warte seit Wochen auf diesen Tag und tanz vor Freude über den Asphalt. Als wär's ein Rhythmus, als gäb's ein Lied, das mich immer weiter durch die Straßen zieht. Komm dir entgegen.
Hallo und welcome to Gegenpressing, the Bundesliga Podcast. Bundesliga is back this weekend, and you know, Stefan, I'm on a feed. He's Stefan Bielkowski, of course. You can tell it's the end of the week, Stefan. I'm losing my words. How's it going?
Yeah, you and me both. It's the January transfer window. It's very busy. Keeps us going.
And late nights for you, early mornings for me.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention, we've already done this now, the fourth podcast of the week for us. Obviously, subscribers get extra shows. It's the kind of last part of the week for us, but unfortunately, we'll be rejuvenated by the return of German football, which I'm very excited about.
Yeah, very excited about it too. Obviously, this is match day 17, so not quite the second half of the season, but close enough, I would say. Make sure to listen to the bonus show that we did. Thursday, on our predictions on who we think is going to be the top goal scorer from the winter break onwards. Check that out, especially if you're into the Fantasy Bundesliga setup, which of course now also don't forget to change your lineups. I'm so hopelessly behind the top that kind of given up, Stefan. But I know there's a lot of listeners here that are still playing. So don't forget to change your lineups. And obviously, there's a prize at the end of the season that we have worked out with the incorporation with the DFL, the governing body of the Bundesliga. So make sure that you have that all set up. And yeah, I guess we should dive into all of this after the break. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. With NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and sources. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, BELIEVE, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Yeah, Stefan, I also need to point out, of course, we do this in association with Get German Football News. Great resource for German football, I have to say. And they are kind enough to post our predictions every week and this podcast, so want to give them a shout out as well. I think that covers all the homework. All the bits and bobs now done. And let's dive into this match day, shall we? And it kicks off, of course, the second half of the season always gets opened in style. This is a live game on a public broadcaster in Germany, which means it's often involves Bayern Munich, right, as the reigning champion. Bayern Munich host Hoffenheim to kick off the second half of the season. What do you think here, Stefan?
Well, this is quite a difficult one, actually, because I think in any kind of given match day, I would have actually given Hoffenheim a decent shot here. You know, prior to the break, they've actually done really well on the road. They've got the most away wins and the most away points at this point of a Bundesliga season in the club's history. So, you know, they're quite literally breaking records on the road. And, you know, Bayern aren't exactly unbeatable this season, but there's just something about, obviously, the circumstances, the very, very sad passing of Franz Beckenbauer this week. There will obviously be quite a lot spoken about and celebrated about him at the game on Friday, you would suspect, and I just think Bayern, all things considered, will probably be really on their best behaviour in this game. So I've gone for, you know, a pretty narrow win, but a 2-1 win for Bayern.
Yeah, I've actually also gone for a win. I just don't, them coming out of the winter break, reports today, of course, that they have signed Eric Dier, right, from Tottenham, who's not going to be available for this match. It's just too soon. And I just think, as you mentioned, I think there is also an event ahead of the game with Franz Beckenbauer. Every Bundesliga game is going to have a moment of silence. He's dominated the headlines. His passing has dominated the headlines in so many ways in Munich, right? There's talk of, obviously, of a statue in front of the Allianz Arena. There's even talk of renaming the Allianz Arena to Franz Beckenbauer Arena, which I personally think would be fitting. But Bayern are going, I'm in full agreement with you, Bayern are going to be on their very best behavior here. The players will know what this match means and the importance of, you know, just coming out of the winter break with the passing of Beckenbauer and all that. So I went for a 3-1 win here. You know, similar lines than you. I just think that, kind of almost feel sorry for Hoffenheim because I do think that has something to get here, because I don't think Bayern have done their homework at all over the winter break, Stefan.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll just kind of have to wait and see, I suppose, won't we? But it's always, I mean, like, this is the thing. It's probably worth, like, almost like a disclaimer at the start of the show. It's the first game back after the winter break. Form really goes out the window in that regard. So it's really hard to actually kind of judge these teams and give, you know, proper predictions, but, you know, you do what you can, I suppose.
Hoffenheim has done quite well at the Allianz in recent years. I also need to mention that. I think they have the statistics somewhere, but they do, especially in opening games, do quite well there. Tend to take points from Bayern. So, yeah, have to wait and see, I guess, how it goes this time. But yeah, next match is my match of the week. That's Leipzig against Frankfurt. Both teams busy in the transfer window. Leipzig selling Emil Forsberg to their sister club in New York. Of course, they brought in Elmas from Napoli, an exciting player. They brought a young Croatian kid who is not going to be featuring in the first team setup anytime soon from New York City FC, of course. Timo Werner's left Tottenham. I suspect Leipzig aren't quite done yet in the window. I'm 100% sure Frankfurt aren't done yet in the window either. But we should be seeing some new faces here in both these teams. And that's going to make things really, really interesting. I went back and forward here because I think I just wasn't sure what to do with this. I think it's going to be a magnificent game. I think this is a must-watch. But I think that Leipzig are just about going to edge it and win it 2-1, Stefan.
Yeah, I've gone for the exact same result, actually. And I completely agree with you. I kind of went along the same similar lines. You would suspect it's going to be a very tight match. Two very good teams. Obviously, a kind of repeat of the DFB Pokal final from last season. You know, Leipzig didn't exactly finish 2023 in the best run of form. You know, and they've also kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say they've been unconvincing, but they have kind of had this tendency to kind of drop the ball, if you allow me to mix my sporting metaphors for a moment, from match week to match day to match day. So still not entirely convinced of them this season, but obviously a big transition period, as you mentioned, a lot of kind of business in the window. Players have already left. Some may already may come in. Same with Frankfurt, of course. So both teams in a real state of flux. But what kind of pegged it for me in terms of giving Leipzig the win here was the fact that Frankfurt have just really struggled to get going on the road this season. They've got just two wins from the last 19 away games in the Bundesliga, which is crazy. A lot of draws, so, you know, they're perfectly capable of taking points off teams. But, yeah, I'd be surprised if they won this one. And I just feel like Leipzig, despite that kind of flux, have got good players on call who are in good form. You know, Xabi Simmons, Openda, Sesko, guys like that. So, yeah, very narrow win for me, but I've given Leipzig a 2-1 win.
Yeah.
No, and I think it's going to be a really great game to watch. It's always fun when there's some new faces, or old faces, I guess, in Kalajdzic's case, in the Bundesliga. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a really interesting game to watch. So is this next one, Freiburg against Union Berlin. What's your thoughts here?
So, this one was quite tricky, actually. Obviously, you know, Union replaced their head coach just before the winter break. And, you know, they've done okay. Two wins from their last three games under the head coach. But they're also kind of missing a few players. Robin Gosens is out injured. Lyduni is away at the African Cup of Nations. So it's hard to kind of gauge what kind of Union Berlin side will be showing up here. Similarly, Freiburg, you know, weren't exactly fantastic in the first half of the season. Another team who are also inconsistent. So I've actually gone for a draw here. I've gone for a 1-1 draw because I just feel like both teams might not be at their very best.
It's funny that you went for a 1-1 draw because that's what I also went for.
Yeah, I mean, Freiburg have been pretty good at home. Lots of changes at Union Berlin still, right? They signed Vogt today. Don't think he's going to be in the lineup. I guess maybe. I mean,
good signing.
I assume, good signing, yeah, agree. Yeah, I guess he did the full winter preparation with Hoffenheim, so he should be fit. So he could feature in this. Fofana back to Chelsea, right? So he's gone. But, you know, Union Berlin are obviously busy trying to restructure the side as quickly as possible to have a good run of form in the second half of the season and make up for what has been an atrocious first 16 games. I think they would be quite happy here with a point, though, Stefan.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's kind of why I basically fell down on that, or not fell down, but landed on that conclusion.
Yeah, same. Strong Freiburg side at home. Union Berlin probably happy to take a point. That's what they're going to get. Yeah, we'll see how the rest falls. Next is Mainz against Wolfsburg. I really didn't know what to do here, which is why I usually then also end up on a 1-1 draw. I just don't... I know this Wolfsburg side. I just don't trust this Wolfsburg side under Niko Kovac, Stefan. I was reminded in an article over the last couple of days that they've signed Maya for 30 million euros. You remember the Croatian midfielder that everyone raved about? We all completely forgot that they have him. The side just baffles me. They've invested so much money in what I think are pretty good players. But for some reason, all the money that they spend in players who we all think are really good, they just don't, pardon the pun, but them being in Wolfsburg, they just don't get the horsepower on the field.
I will not pardon the pun, that was dreadful. No, I completely agree with you. And actually, you know, I was actually quite tempted to pick this as my match of the week, but then I remembered I did that a few times for Wolfsburg games prior to the winter break, and every game was dreadful. So I'm not looking forward to watching Wolfsburg anytime soon. But the reason I said that is because I do think there is some intrigue to see how they bounce back. Niko Kovac really was on the cusp of getting sacked before the winter break, but the club decided to double down. They said they're going to stick with him. There was a big kind of speech made at the, you know, the company's Christmas party, you know, saying how they're going to, you know, restart the year with this renewed purpose. And I feel like Mainz away is a perfect example. It's a really good yardstick to show how good a Bundesliga team you are, because this is a really good, well, not good Mainz side, but it's a resurgent Mainz side. You know, Jan Sievert's obviously done a great job of kind of turning them around, really. I think, if I'm not mistaken, they only lost one of the last seven games. He's lost two of his first seven games in charge. So, decent mind side here. But my eyes will be on whether Kovac has used his time
to kind of rebuild the squad, because if they come back and they still look as jaded or as hopeless or as disinterested, then, you know, that's exactly why, that's when the Wolfsburg board have to really pull the trigger and say, look, thanks for everything, Kovac, but it's not working out. So they basically need to win this game or show a good performance. But I've actually gone for a 2-2 draw here because I think good mind side, not a great Wolfsburg side. It makes me think it's probably going to be a draw.
Yeah, that's we agree on the draw. Let's see if the result is correct. Yeah, it's going to be an interesting game to watch. So is this next one. That's your match of the week, Köln against Heidenheim. Stefan?
Yeah, so we got another new head coach, or a club who did decide to make a change in the winter break. Obviously, Steffen Baumgart moved on, and Timo Schulz has come in. And, you know, Schulz has been kind of, doing exactly what you would hope he would do as a Cologne fan. He's, you know, he's came in and said that the club are going to stay up. He said, we will stay up. I'm 100% believe that. But, you know, it's easier said than done. And they're up against, in a very similar vein to the, well, said about Wolfsburg, they're up against a really tough test here, in Heidenheim. You know, Heidenheim side who've done really well on the whole. Obviously, they sit ninth right now, but their actual away form has been pretty poor. They've only picked up one win on the road this season. And as such, I think, you know, you're probably looking at a fixture here where Cologne probably won't get many easier starts to the year in that respect. Having said that, I still think there's something deeply flawed with this Cologne side, and I actually think Heidenheim are going to pick up their second away win of this season in the league, that is. So I've actually gone for a 2-1 win for Heidenheim.
Yeah, I always have Heidenheim to win this game. I would love to have Schulz's confidence in life. 100% we're going to stay up. Wow. That kind of reminds me of, you know, when you run for president or prime minister or chancellor and you go onto the stage and you're like maybe the fifth or sixth leading candidate of your party and you still go on the stage and you get introduced as, here comes the next president of the United States, and we all know that person has no chance. I feel like that's similar here. I know it is a really brutal assessment, but I feel really bad for Steffen Baumgart, and I understand why they had to make this change. I think fundamentally Baumgart was the perfect coach, might still be the perfect coach for this club, right? And I'm not sure anyone else is going to get much better out of this side. And with that in mind, I think this is going to be a really rude awakening, because they're going to play against a really well-structured, very cleverly put together Heidenheim side that has a fantastic coach, and I think Heidenheim are going to win this game 2-0. This episode of the Gegenpressing Podcast is brought to you by BetOnline. With NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and sources. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get into the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAV, BELIEVE, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Anyways, we'll see. I know we have a lot of Cologne fans listening to the show. I'm sorry. But at least the second division is now fully available on ESPN Plus 2, so that's great news. Anyways, Augsburg against Leverkusen. Stefan, I went for a resounding 3-0 Leverkusen win here. Patrick Schick looked great in his last match before the winter break. I think this break in general will have done him good. There's a few players missing on the Africa Cup, right? But look, this is a side that is so deep. There's so much quality here, and I just think that they're going to come out with a statement win.
Yeah, tend to agree. You know, I guess Augsburg and our team here probably could have benefited from the winter break. We'll have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah.
They didn't finish the year terribly well. Jess Torup's side only picked up one win from the last five games,
after that kind of impressive start and a really kind of classic new manager bounce under him, it hasn't quite worked out. And yeah, I suspect that, you know, welcoming Leverkusen to their stadium isn't going to change that. We're kind of waiting to see what kind of, you know, if Leverkusen have the gas to keep going the second half of the season. But as you said, you would suspect Patrick Schick in for Boniface should be enough to kind of get him over the line here. So yeah, I've gone for a 2-0 win for Leverkusen. And yeah, I suspect it probably shouldn't be the most difficult afternoon for them.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it shouldn't be. If it is a difficult afternoon for them, then I think that also tells us quite a bit about where they're going for the rest of the year, right? But yeah, I suspect that they're going to come out guns blazing. Should be a really fun game to watch. I think this, like, this entire Saturday, the 3:30 kickoffs German time, right? That's a really good ticker to watch. There's what's the English Goal Arena is what the Bundesliga calls it, right? The conference in German. I think that's a really good conference. If you can catch all, what is it, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games at the same time, yeah, that's that should be a ton of fun. So, having said that, there's always the top spiel, Darmstadt against Dortmund. Question is, I guess, are we going to see Jadon Sancho back? And does it matter, Stefan?
Well, we talked about this on the bonus show. I suspect we might see him in some form, but I really don't think, you know, I just don't think he's fully fit yet. It looks like they're probably going to have a new left back in place before then as well. Whether he plays is probably unlikely.
It's not even announced yet, Ian Madsen. Yeah. I suspect it will be announced tomorrow because, like, what time is it now? It's like we're recording this at 7 p.m. German time. Having worked enough with German clubs, I know that they don't work beyond 4 p.m. So. That will be announced tomorrow.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So yeah, I mean, but even despite that, I still think, you know, I think Dortmund really benefited, well, will have really wanted this winter break. They would have needed that kind of break. And they're up against a Darmstadt side who've frankly been pretty terrible at home, to be honest, this season. So I've actually gone for a very bog standard 2-0 win for Dortmund. You never know with Dortmund. They do love slipping on banana skins. But yeah, I think this should be a pretty straightforward 3 points for them, even without Jadon Sancho on the team.
There's a lot there, right? I went for a 3-1 win, and I suspect that we see just Sancho in some sort of capacity, because how else is he going to get his match fitness? He missed this entire training camp in Marbella because, as I said on the bonus show, Man United want to do look good in this somehow. And yeah, I guess I just think that if they don't win this, as you said, either 2-0 or if my prediction is 3-1, I think all the changes that they had made throughout the winter break, you know, bringing in Nuri Sahin and Sven Bender to essentially coach this club, right? Because, you know, Edin Terzic, I think he's more of an English-style manager now rather than an actual head coach. If I understand all the wording right, that's now all done by Nuri Sahin and Sven Bender on the pitch, right? And if that doesn't work, then, you know, and it has to work immediately because we all know what Dortmund's situation is in the league. And that for it to work, that is for me a resounding victory over Darmstadt. No offense to Darmstadt, but, you know, they haven't exactly been stellar. And so there's going to be a ton of tension on this. So whether it's 2-0, which is your prediction, or 3-1 or more, that'd be fine. Anything less, I think, would be huge trouble for them.
So yeah, no, absolutely. It's more or less a must win already, isn't it, for Dortmund?
Well, I don't think it's even just a must win. I think it has to be a convincing win. You know, I don't think they would get away with a 90th minute winner. We were lucky here. I don't think that's gonna do it. So yeah, that's just my sense that I have.
Anyways, that is the Saturday games wrapped up. That takes us into Sunday. First up is Bochum against Werder. I actually went for a really tight Bochum win here. Their home form, I guess, especially against teams that are in and around them, has been pretty impressive. And so I just kind of sense that Bochum are going to take this with a narrow 2-1 win.
Yeah, I completely agree. They've only lost one game at home this season.
Yeah.
Yes, there's been a lot of draws in there. They've only won two of them themselves, but as you said, some pretty decent ones. You know, Union Berlin and Wolfsburg are the two wins they picked up. So I think, you know, Bochum have and they will continue to rely on that form in front of their own fans. Obviously, a very famous stadium, very famous fans as well. I tried to get there recently, but Carnival and Cologne got in the way. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Deutsche Bahn defeated your efforts. Well,
yeah, absolutely. I mean, I showed up for the train, I should say. I did my part, but then I got there and the thing was so full that people were screaming not to get on. But anyway, they're up against a Werder Bremen side who have not won on the road this season. Just two draws from seven games. And, you know, it'll be really interesting to see how Bremen do in the second half of the season because they just about kept their head above water in the first half. Obviously, huge kind of gut punch to Lars Füllkrug at the very kind of 11th hour of the transfer window. But they've now had enough time to move on and get past that. They really need to kind of pull their socks up and grinding out results if they want to really make sure they avoid relegation. They're 6 points above it right now, so you'd probably think they're okay. But, you know, this game is a bit of a six-pointer against Bochum because they're a level on points at Bochum right now. And, you know, that if Bochum win this game, Bremen move down to 14th potentially. And that's when they begin to start sweating. So they're going to have to start picking up points on the road at some point. But I suspect Bochum will probably be too much for them.
Yeah, as I said, 2-1 win for Bochum at home. I just think that stadium, the way the mentality Bochum had over the last 2 weeks. I always wonder if you're ever going to see Naby Keita again.
Well, I mean, if Bremen are trying to stay up, they're probably best to keep that mystery behind closed doors for now. I don't think he's exactly going to be their saviour.
It's such a shame. You know, when he was on form for Leipzig in those 2 years, such a magnificent player. I just wonder if we're ever going to see that again. I would love to, but I have my doubts. Anyways, final game. And I actually think this is a really interesting game. That's Gladbach against Stuttgart. What do you think here, Stefan?
Yeah, I think this is going to be a pretty tight match just because of the start of the new season, new year. Like I said, at the start of the show, form kind of goes out the window here. Stuttgart, though, were arguably maybe not the best team in the league. I don't mean literally, of course, because they were at the top of the table, but the most improved, shall we say. I'm sure there's a few other contenders to kind of challenge them there. But, you know, they finished the season relatively well. Obviously, you know, took points off Leverkusen, but lost to Bayern, and then, you know, wrapped things up with a win over Augsburg. And in terms of their actual form over the last five games, they're fourth in the table in general, you know, they're third in the table. And they're up against a Gladbach side who weren't in form and also haven't been particularly impressive at home this season. So you would think they should have enough to beat Gladbach. And I've gone for a narrow 2-1 win to reflect that.
Yeah, I went for something really similar. I went for a 3-1 win for Stuttgart. I think this is actually a really interesting task here for Sebastian Hoeneß to conserve their really strong 16-game run over a winter break. They're going to be without Sergio Gerassi, and obviously because A, he was A, first at the Africa Cup, right, and then B, because now he got hurt there, and this and, you know, going to be out of action for a few weeks for the second time, which they compensated really well last time. So I'm actually not too worried about them. Christian Führich and
Dennis Undav and that midfield with Melo and I always forget how to pronounce his name, Karakosor. Yeah, anyways. And Angelo Stiller. Those, you know, that's a really, really compact, really strong side. And I think this is regardless going to be really interesting to see whether they all manage to get that form across the winter break. And this is going to be a really telling game, I think. And if it goes the way I think it goes with a 3-1 Stuttgart win, I think that's going to really propel them onwards for the remainder of the season. They have to keep playing strong, I think, Stefan, because I don't think that the goal for them was a top four finish, but you are there now, right? And I had that statistic ahead of the winter break that that most teams that got there at this stage, pretty much every single one of them ended up in the top four. You know, with 30, they have 34 points now after 16 games. Dortmund will be probably preying on them the most to get into that top four. You know, 6-7 points behind them, but I assume Leipzig will play a pretty strong second half of the season. So I think if Dortmund hopes one of those teams falls out, it will probably be Stuttgart.
Yeah, I think that's what everyone's kind of hoping for. You know, there's a lot of talk about Guirassy moving on in January, the wheels coming off everything, and, you know, Stuttgart kind of reverting to the mean. But, you know, I genuinely do think they've built some pretty strong foundations there in that team. It's not a one-man squad. It's not a one-man team. Hoeneß has proven himself to be a really adaptable coach at a few clubs now in the Bundesliga. So, you know, I've actually got quite a lot of hope for Stuttgart this season. You know, especially if you do kind of look at that kind of league table right now, and sure, there's Dortmund and Leipzig below them, but after that, Frankfurt, Hoffenheim, Freiburg, there's no one there that makes me think they've got more about them than Stuttgart in terms of consistency, in terms of quality in the squad. Like I said, you know, Guirassy may move on at the end of the month, we don't know, but I still think they actually, all things considered, I actually think, you know, we've been seeing this for a while now, even when they were in that relegation playoff with Schalke, that team was far too good for relegation. Whether it was a top six side is up for debate, and whether this team is a top six side, I guess, is up for debate, but they definitely have players in that squad capable of playing for top six sides. And, you know, so far, Hoeneß has managed to kind of patch it all together and put a good team out there. So maybe Hoffenheim, maybe Frankfurt, you know, might be able to catch up with them in the second half of the season, but I've got a lot of faith in Hoeneß, even if they do move on a few players this month, although I suspect they probably won't, to be honest.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah, I had them as a potential for pushing top six ahead of the season, but not top four. I don't think anyone did. It's very impressive, and I hope it continues because it has made the league more interesting. So, yeah. I think that wraps it up. Anyways, as always, this show is brought to you by Bet Online in association with Get German Football News. Stefan, anything that we want to point out before we wrap up this week? Nope. Okay. That's it then.
The usual spiel to say to people if they like this show and they would like to listen without adverts, because I do see people, you know, complaining from time to time about ads. You can always take our subscription where our subscribers do get it without advertisements. As well as extra podcasts, newsletters from you and I, and we might have some news on additional content next week, which I'll just keep quiet for now. But obviously, the other big thing as well is that every weekend we do have a chat room or a group chat on WhatsApp, on Substack with our subscribers, and that's always good fun as well. So yeah, if you're looking for summer chat, Bundesliga fans, as we say in Scotland, chew the fat, then, you know, that's a good spot, and it's all for what I think is a pretty reasonable price. So yeah, just the usual advertisement at the end of the show.
Absolutely. Check that out. The chat in particular, I think, is a really cool function. It's a really positive community. Very different than the lot, many of the negativity that you find on Twitter or other social media. So go check that out. We'll be back soon. Until then, auf Wiedersehen. In Sicht.